And welcome back here to Hoyt. We are underway, 6:21 to go in the opening quarter. Royal Valley with a 2-1 lead. Royal Valley got a bucket from Kira Blacksmith, and Casey Messicki scored a free throw for Waubunsee to make it 2-1. So Royal Valley with the basketball, and they turn it over for the second time. So both teams with a couple of turnovers in the last couple possessions. Kara Affenstein with the basketball. Now up on top, here's Carly Messicki, a 5'2 sophomore. A couple of sophomores in this starting lineup. You got three of them. There's a pass inside to Messicki, and she gets bumped on the arm and fouled, and she will shoot two. That was actually Taryn Makey, a 5-foot sophomore, that will have two free throws coming her way.
And that's something you don't really see from a 5-foot sophomore, really slashing in the lane like that. Good find on the dime that time from Messicki, and a foul called on the Panthers, Kira Blacksmith.
And the first free throw is in there for Makey. Averages 4.5 points tonight. And she'll earn herself one more free throw, and 5:50 to go to give Waubunsee their first lead of the night. And she does. Again, alongside Jake Spalding, Johnny Kane here with you. Here at the Purple Palace here in Hoyt. And the final two games of the night here at this Panther Classic. 3 days of basketball. And Royal Valley turns it over again for the third time. Here in transition is Waubunsee. Makey in the line at a poke free, and it's stolen away. Taken by Albright. That'll be the second turnover for the Chargers. And here comes Royal Valley. Both of these teams have struggled on the year. Waubunsee 3-6, Royal Valley 3-7. And we'll get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession error will keep it with Royal Valley.
One thing we noticed here tonight so far is Coach Boucher is saying, you know what, girls, we're going to try and pound the rock down low. Royal Valley has a height advantage down low with Nooner, and they tried to trigger it here numerous times here early on in this ballgame.
So Royal Valley with a basketball. Driving inside is Bryan, and she travels. Out in the middle of the lane, and really didn't have anything else to do with it except for travel. So that'll be the fourth turnover for Royal Valley. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter, 3-2 while Waubunsee leads.
Both teams struggling this season. This is a time when you come to a midseason tournament to pick up a win or two and find a way to get some momentum heading into the second half.
Now we'll get a pass inside, knocked out of bounds, left touched by Waubunsee, so they'll turn it over for the third time. Resetting the lineups here for both sides. Well, for the Panthers, Kennedy Bryan, Kira Blacksmith, Carly Albright, Shanoqua Price, and Samantha Nooner. And for Waubunsee, Taryn Makey, Carly Messicki, Kara Hanfenstein, Kaylin Conrad, and Casey Messicki is the starting five.
But Munson kind of has an extended 1-2-2 zone defense against this Panther offensive attack. So a lot of cuts and a lot of extra passes.
Bryan, a left wing three, is too strong off the back heel. The long rebound will go to the shortest player on the floor in Makey. And now we'll get a foul in the backcourt 94 feet away from the basket. That'll be on Blacksmith, so that will be her second. Right now, as of right now, Coach Boucher is going to leave her in there. And now he will send a player to the scorer's table. And we'll see. Substitution for the first time. This will be Sammy Klotz, a 5'10 freshman. So, Waubunsee with the basketball, leading by one with 4:30 to go in the opening quarter. Up on top, here's a three-pointer by Casey Messicki. That's wide left. And the rebound yanked away by Carly Albright. So here come the Panthers. Not a great start for Royal Valley in this one, coming off the win last night. And we'll get a carry now called on Price, so that will be the fifth turnover for Royal Valley.
And that's exactly the start you don't want. If you're going to start struggling to shoot the basketball, that's one thing. But when you give extra possessions to your opponent here, we're not even halfway through the first quarter, and Royal Valley's got five turnovers here on the offensive side.
Now on the inside, Waubunsee loses it once again. That'll be their fourth turnover, and here comes Kennedy Bryan in transition. Gets in the middle lane, gets it off to Price. She'll try a six-footer. It'll be short. Offensive rebound. Though for Albright, and she'll get it out to Klotz. Now Nooner, back left side to Price. She'll dribble to the left baseline. Kick it back out to the foul line to Albright. She'll stop. Now right side of the floor is Kennedy Bryant. Royal Valley beat Waubunsee last year, 61-48. And now Price will try a three from the corner and bury it. In the right corner, Shanoqua Price has her first field goal. She averages just 5 points a game, but knocks down the triple there to give Royal Valley a 5-3 advantage.
That was a great ball rotation there on the offensive side from the Panthers. They went inside, kicked to the free throw line, extra pass to the corner, and Price got the 3-point bucket to fall. Panthers reclaimed the lead.
And now we're going to get a foul on Royal Valley's Kennedy Bryan. So that will be her first and the fourth team foul on Royal Valley already with still 3:28 to go in the first quarter. So Waubunsee with it on the left wing. Conrad. Now between the rings, Havenstein.
Morgan Davis checks in for the first time for Roll Valley. Gives Samantha Nooner a breather. Those are the bigs down low that Coach Boucher loves to have on the block.
Up on top of the basketball, Buncey has it out of the right side of the front court. Appenstein into the corner to Matheke. This is Casey with it. Off to Carly, and we're going to travel. Both teams have turned it over five times here in the first 6 minutes, or excuse me, 5 minutes of this game.
Again, not a great start by either team. The score reflects that, John. It's 5-3. Roll Valley with the advantage, but each team with five turnovers trying to get settled in here as the Panthers shuffling the feet there with Sammy Klotz on the right corner. Looking to dribble drive, but we've seen now back-to-back possessions between both these teams, sliding the back pivot foot before they put the ball on the deck.
And for the first time this season, these teams are playing back-to-back games. You've got to wonder if that maybe plays a little bit into it. And now we're going to get another travel on Wabuntee. Both teams just struggling. I'm surprised one of these head coaches have not called a timeout just to try to kind of reset the game here a little bit.
Well, neither team's really pulling away, so you know they're going to hang on to those timeouts maybe. There's 2:40 to go in this opening quarter, but I feel like if the Panthers can just control the basketball, they seem to be maybe the better team on the floor as far as shooting ability so far. That's something that – but can you hang on to the basketball? That's the struggle here early on.
Ryan with it in the right corner. Dribbles to the left hand of the wing. Now picks it up, gets it in the corner. Clock. She'll truck up a three-pointer. That one's off the back heel. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds and be last touched by the Chargers. So Royal Valley will hold on to it.
And, again, who's in there banging for the glass and for the rebound is Carly Albright. She's a senior, Johnny. She's only 5'6", though. She's the do-everything type of player that Coach Boucher has on this roster. She's a senior that's definitely going to be missed when this season comes to an end because of everything she's done on the court.
Only averages 2 points a game, but she checks all those other boxes that you want, especially from a senior. Here's Price driving left lane line. She'll lay it up off the window and left it short. Offensive rebound for Davis. Her follow's short. She got it back, and this time she cleans it up and in.
Great job there by Morgan Davis. Sticking with it, okay? Her initial rebound put back, it wasn't there quite quick enough. Gets it again, puts it home, and now Wabuntee is forced to take a timeout.
Coach Keller will take it. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. 1:56 to go in the opening quarter. It's Royal Valley 7, Wabuntee 3 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
Just under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny came back with you. 7-3, Royal Valley leads over Wabuntee, and Wabuntee will have the basketball here out of the timeout. And they'll operate from left to right in their road blue uniform. Nearly a steal for Klotz. In trouble with the timeline is Annie Wright, a 5'4 junior for Wabuntee. They get the pressure and now get it down low. The basketball is Meske. She has the shot blocked away by Davis. Ball loose and taken by Klotz, the freshman.
Boy, I like Sammy Klotz. Ever since she came into this game, Johnny, she traveled early on. But, man, she's in there on those rebounds. She nearly got a steal, and that time clears the board.
Price, the three from the left corner. She got another one. Second three of the first quarter for Chernobyl Price. She has six. And the lead is 10-2.
Silky smooth on that shot by Chinookwa. And, again, you cannot give her that kind of space. The southpaw puts it home.
Actually, it's 10-3. The scoreboard had it 7-6, but it's 10-3 in favor of Royal Valley. And now a missed shot by Wabuntee, and here comes Royal Valley again.
Yeah.
Price thought about a three, but she traveled. And that's a turnover for Royal Valley, so Wabuntee will have it back with 1:04 to go in the quarter.
At that point right there, Johnny, if I'm Coach Boucher, I'm telling number 14, hey, put it up, Price. See what your heat check is right there. She's got two triples. That time, she puts that shot up. Who knows if it goes in. Nevertheless, she slides that back foot.
Here's a jumper from the right wing by Messicki. It's a three-pointer. It goes in, so it gives her 4 points, and it's 10-6 in favor of Royal Valley as we're now under 45-6 to go in the opening frame.
And you got
to
know where 25 is in blue here tonight. She leads the team in scoring for Wabuntee.
Now the ball loose on the floor, fought for, still loose, and finally Wabuntee will come away with it. Coming the other way is Messicki. That's Carly into the corner to Makey, and she travels.
Happy Feet, Happy Feet. Great franchise, good movies. My kids love them. Officials don't like Happy Feet on the basketball court.
No. Well, I would say head coaches don't like
yeah.
Or the referee. The referees just call it as they see it.
That's true.
Under 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, 10-6, Royal Valley with the lead and with the basketball. Price pumps on the three, drives in the short left corner, and kicks it back out on top to Kennedy Bryant. Holds an eye above her head, now Albright. Nice back cut to Price, but they're going to get a three-second call on Davis in the middle of the lane. So that will be turnover number 9 for the Panthers here in the opening quarter.
Kennedy Bryant's only put up one shot so far in this ballgame, too. She leads the Panthers in scoring, and, you know, again, when you're Coach Trevor Keller, you're focused on their best player. He's not made it easy so far for Kennedy.
So I'll see with the basketballs. We got 7 seconds to go. Carly Messicki gets it inside to Casey, and she drives to the baseline and gets bumped and fouled by Davis. So that'll stop the clock with 3.8 to go. Wabunsee will have it from the baseline. Carly Messicki will toss it in from the short right corner. Gives it into the right corner to Annie Wright. She'll check up a three-pointer, and it's too strong. The long rebound to Brian, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So one quarter in the books. We'll be back with second quarter action as Royal Valley leads 10-6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Start of quarter number 2. While Bunsey will start with the basketball, trailing 10-6. The three-pointer is too strong in the corner by Carly Messicki. And now a breakout for Clock. Feeds it inside to Albright. She'll lay it off the window. Missed a bunny. And the rebound will go to Wabunsee and Casey Messicki. There's Carly the other way. She'll get to the right corner. Now she's in trouble. Looking to get it out, but the ball is going to be tapped out by Albright, so it will stay with Wabunsee.
Man, Carly Albright, she'd like to have that layup back. That was a great job by Klotz getting out in transition. Albright filled the correct lane, got a good entry pass, just couldn't get the bunny to drop.
So Wabunsee with, this is Casey Maske. She'll get in the middle lane, have it blocked away by Davis and taken by Royal Valley.
Man, Morgan Davis has been phenomenal on defensive side so far here tonight. They need the bigs to play big.
Here's a three by Brian in the corner, and it's good. Third three of his first half for Royal Valley. The first one from Kennedy Bryan gets her in the scoring column.
Yeah, her first basket tonight. Only the second shot she's put up, but the Panthers now finding some rhythm offensively, leading now by 7.
13-6 the score. Just a minute gone by in quarter number 2. Casey Maske, a three from the left corner, is too strong. A good, strong rebound by Sammy Klotz. And here comes Kennedy Bryan with the basketball for Royal Valley.
Got to tell you, if you're a fan from Purple Palace here,
Bryan at top of the key, three, and it rattles in and out. Offensive rebound, though, for Albright. She'll stop on the block.
Nice
Cooper
move.
Shot up and missed another one, but there's Klotz to clean it up and in.
That's what I was about to say, is another timeout by Wabunsee. But Sammy Klotz, if you're a fan of the Purple Palace tonight wearing purple, you're excited about this freshman. She's came on the floor off the bench and been a huge spark for Coach Boucher.
Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here to kind of reset this game. 6:40 to go in the first half. It's a 9-point lead right now for Royal Valley. It was a slow start for both teams. Both sides turned it over at least 7 times in the first quarter. While Bunsey had 7 of them, Royal Valley had 9 turnovers in the first quarter. Been much better early on here in the second.
Yeah.
And these are obviously a back-to-back for both of these teams. Royal Valley won yesterday, beating Santa Fe Trail 48-44. And while Bunsey beat Chapman 39-30. And you look at this Wabunsee team, they're 3-6 overall. They went 9-15 last year, but they made the state tournament
right
in Class 2A. They went up to Valley Heights and lost in the opening round there to a very good Mustang team that they have another good team this year in Valley Heights. So you look at this Wabunsee.
Wait a minute, not. Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on.
I mean, as long as they have Torber's going through there. I mean, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon because they've got several of them coming through. But Wabunsee, they're a team that, you know, they have some veteran experience, but a couple girls off that team are no longer on the team this year. So that changes things up for Coach Trevor Keller. Royal Valley, meanwhile, everybody knows about what Royal Valley went through the last couple of years. But it's a different roster, and they're starting to feel themselves out. Nearly upset Hiawatha last week, losing by 6. So this is definitely a team that's all on the rise. Here's a three-pointer out of the timeout. It's way too strong by Wabunsee's Carly Messicki, and Royal Valley will bring it the other way, up by 9. Price into the corner. Brian, a left wing three, and she does that every time she goes to shoot the basketball. She kind of does a little hop step.
Yep. And that's something that the officials – it's really only been something that's changed over the last couple of years. You know, that was not something that was a point of emphasis, but when kids catch the basketball, then they hop, they're going to call it every single time. But as you mentioned, Kennedy Bryan gets away with it more than she doesn't. That time they caught it.
And that was a steal for Klotz, the freshman at the other end. Right-hand layup off the glass is good. 4 points for Sammy Klotz, and it's an 11-point advantage for Royal Valley.
Have I told you how impressed I am with her yet, Johnny? My goodness, this is a kid that's a freshman, but she's got big brother Brady that helps her out at home and coming up into these ranks.
Now inside, plays good defense, makes a missed shot by Wabunsee, and here comes Price the other way. Into the front court, Price still with it out on top. Dribbles to the right elbow, tries to feed it down low, but it's going to be stolen away. 11th turnover for Royal Valley. Quickly up ahead, Taryn Makey. Pass inside now. This is Casey Messicki. She'll stop on the left block. Good defense by Morgan Davis. Wabunsee will have to kick it back out and reset. 5:25 to go in the half. Wabunsee trailing by 11. Carly Messicki on the right wing. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it back on top. To Kaylin Conrad. Now pass inside. Is going to be stolen away by Davis. It's the 8th turnover for Wabunsee. Price gives it off to Bryan on the left wing. Dribbles all the way to the foul line in the middle of the lane. Puts up a shot off glass and rattles it home. Second field goal for Kennedy Bryan gives her 5. And the lead is up to 13 now with under 5 minutes to go.
And that's why she's the best player on the floor for Royal Valley as far as scoring goes. She's a threat from the outside, so the defense closes out hard. Then she goes off the bounce, jump stops in the lane, and banks it home.
Charlie Messicki inside. A shot partially altered by Bryan and taken by Royal Valley. Klotz will give it off to Bryan, and she'll walk it across the timeline with 4:40 to go in the first half. Royal Valley leading by 13. Blacksmith back in the game. Here's a shot by Klotz from the free throw line. It's too strong. Rebound to Wabunsee.
Wabunsee's staying in a 2-3 zone defensively, and they're going to have to switch things up eventually because Royal Valley's doing a great job of just attacking the zone and hitting outside shots.
Nice move to the inside by Kira Halfenstein, but her shot isn't there. And then the other end, Royal Valley has it knocked out. And it's going to be a turnover for the Panthers and give it right back to the Chargers.
If there's one thing that anybody watching or listening to this game is going to understand is that how good could this Panther team be if they've just slowed down a little bit? A lot of these turnovers are unforced. They're rushing and they're throwing off the run as Klotz did right there. Slow down. Let the game come to you. Cut these turnovers in half. This game's not even close.
And you're going to probably say, well, Coach Boucher wants them to play up-tempo, but he wants them to play, as you talked about, underneath themselves.
Yeah.
Have their legs underneath them.
Right.
Play with a smooth transition game. And there's a smooth transition shot by Kennedy Bryan. She puts it up and in to give her 7.
She's heating up, Johnny, and this is the type of game she needs to control. She's the leader on this team. Only a junior. She's a part of a state championship team. She understands what it takes to turn a season around.
She's one of the one players that can create her own shot as well. There's a jumper from the top of the key in for Casey Messicki. That'll be her 2nd 3. And to give her 7 and bring back to a 12-point advantage for Royal Valley.
Well, Messicki, she leads the team with 12 points per game. So, again, you got to know where 25 in blue is on the floor at all times when the Chargers are on offense.
Clock to left wing. Three-pointer is wide right. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by Blacksmith on the right wing. Up on top to Bryan. Now to Clock. Back right side, Blacksmith. She'll chuck up a 3. It's short. And the rebound will go to Wabunsee. A couple of good looks for Royal Valley, just thinking him to fall, and now Wabunsee turns it right back over.
Exactly. I mean, again, and people might also say, well, man, they're shooting the ball a lot from the outside. If you remember right, though, this Royal Valley program has been one that's kind of been formed on quickness up and down the floor and hitting outside shots. They have phenomenal shooters on this team. And so when they went made those deep runs in the state tournaments, it was a lot of outside shooting that got them there to that point. So, again, Coach Boucher is going to say, hey, continue to shoot the ball. It's going to drop.
3 minutes to go in the first half, 21-9 Royal Valley. Blacksmith to the right corner. Makes it cross court. Ball into the hands of Bryan. She has a poke free, still loose. Bryan gets it back, drives in, feeds it off to Samantha Nooner, who's back into the game. She throws up a shot that's not there, but Nooner gets it back and puts it over the front of the rim and in. Great hustle by Klopp to keep it alive, and Nooner able to follow it up and get it to drop for her first point.
Yeah, again, something that's not going to show up in the scorebook right there was a hustle by Klotz.
And on the drive, they're going to get a holding foul on Royal Valley on Klotz. That will be her first 15 foul.
And the Panther bench just got a warning, too, from one of the officials.
I couldn't tell if that was to the bench or to somebody in the crowd.
No, he was looking right down at a couple of the girls down there on the bench. So just a bench warning to Royal Valley for talking to the official after that call was made.
Well, Muncie with it, trying to inbound the basketball, but there's a loose struggle on the floor for the ball, and we'll get a tip jump ball. Possession error, we'll give it over to Royal Valley.
Pretty veteran crew we got tonight, too, Johnny, with two-thirds of this crew. Been doing this 10-plus years. We'll just put it at that, with a third of this crew doing it for 35-plus years.
Well, one guy doing it for longer than we've been alive.
That's right.
Pass inside to Nooner. Great down by Kennedy Bryan, and Nooner scores it to give her four.
Great find there for the Panthers, and Nooner, she's, again, we said at the top of the broadcast how she had to play big on the block, and she's doing so.
Inside, Klotz gets the block. It goes out of bounds, and so it'll stay with the Chargers. 2:13 to go in the half. Royal Valley has ballooned this lead up to 16.
Yeah, it's a 15-3 run here in the second quarter by the Panthers right now, Johnny. It's all starting on the defensive side. They're getting turnovers. They're getting out of transition, but they're also hitting some outside shots as well, really expanding that zone defense of the Chargers.
Pass that on top while Muncie will have it with Conrad. Dribbles it out, guarded by Price. Out of the left wing, this is Harley Ritter, a 5'3 freshman into the game. Free throw line extended, Kara Happenstein. Dribbles it back out to the right wing, up on top now, between the rings to Carly Messicki. Royal Valley looks like they're kind of back in a matchup zone, and there's a three-pointer banged in by Carly Messicki for her first point of the game.
Well, she said, hey, my cousin could do it, I could do it too. Let me throw it up there. Again, it was a zone defense, as you mentioned, by Royal Valley, and they left the zone open on the outside.
Pass inside, easily stolen by Wabunsey. That'll be turnover number 13 for Royal Valley. And now it is a steal right back by Albright. So both teams struggling to hold on to the basketball in the first half. Bryan to the other end, left-hand layup off the window and in.
Easy run-out opportunity following a turnover. Good job by Albright to get the outlet to Bryan, and she took care of the rest.
She's got all nine of her points here in this second quarter, make it 27-12 in favor of Royal Valley. 1:12 to go in the half. Three-pointer from the right corner by Casey Messicki. This one's short. She's one you got to guard. She's hit two of them already, and now back in transition, here's Blacksmith. Stops to the right wing, kicks it between the circles to Price. Left side, this is Bryan. She traveled again. She did that little hop step again. It looks like a travel.
Yeah.
I mean, every time she does it, so it's hard for referees not to call it because it looks the part.
And when you do it once and you get called for it once, every time you touch the basketball the rest of the night, the officials are going to be looking for it. And that's exactly what the official right there, his head was not up. His head was down on the ground as soon as she caught the basketball, anticipating that to happen.
And now we're going to travel on Wabunsey out on top. So both teams, a lot of traveling called here in this first half, 48.9 to go.
Big game coming up tomorrow afternoon, Johnny. It reminds me of another traveling that wasn't called.
Oh, let's not start it. We're not doing this tonight. And now we're going to get a foul, I think, called on Wabunsey. That's Makey. She was trying to push through the screen of Albright.
That'll be her second. She picked up the first one of the game a minute into the contest and has played good defense since, but just picked up her second right there.
Royal Valley with it. This is Bryan in the right corner. There's one or 40 seconds to go. Albright, a left wing three, is short. Rebound fought for and yanked away by Wabunsey, Casey Messicki. Up ahead now, here comes Wabunsey. This is Taryn Makey in the corner, and she gets hammered on the arm by Blacksmith, and that is going to be her third.
Again, a player that Coach Boucher has really put into the lineup over the last few weeks and really expecting to play a lot of minutes this season for the Panthers, and 3 fouls in the first half. We won't see her maybe till the midway point of the third quarter, possibly not even until the fourth quarter with now 3 fouls.
27.3 to go. And it will be a 1-1 for Taryn Makey, and she drills the free throw to earn the bonus.
Well, she's now 3 out of 3 from the line tonight for the Chargers. Put that in the back of your mind. Yeah, it's a 14-point game, but this game comes down to free throws at the very end. The Royal Valley, you don't want number 2 in blue on the line.
She drills both to give her 4, and she will now check out of the game with 27 seconds to go. Royal Valley will have it, leading 27-14.
And you probably hold for one shot here as Kennedy Bryan slowly brings it across the timeline, looks at Coach Boucher, holds two fingers down, and you'll hope for the final shot here. At worst, hope if you're the Panthers, you're down by 13. If not, or you're up by 13. If not, you're up by more.
10 seconds, and clock travels in the right corner. 15th turnover of the half for the Panthers. It'll give Wabunsee now a chance to take the final shot with 11.2 on the clock.
So everything I just said, just throw it out the window. You can't have a turnover in that instance if you're the Panthers.
Affenstein out on top, dribbles to the right elbow, and she's going to get called for a push-off. That will be her first. Great defense by Klotz. And now Royal Valley will have with 4 seconds to go. They're going to have to go the length of the floor. I'm surprised Wabunsee isn't going to put some pressure on the Panthers. I'll allow Royal Valley just to roll it up the floor. Here's Bryant. Top of the key. Three. It's good if it goes. It's short. And that's how the first half comes to a close. The two quarters are in the book. Royal Valley with a 13-point advantage. Our score at the half, Royal Valley 27, Wabunsee 14. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, trees and bunnies, here's all you have to do.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better. 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you.
Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it.
GM Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish.
GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
That's right, the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. Alongside Jake Fulning, I'm Johnny Kane. We're at halftime of our girls' portion of tonight's doubleheader. Here in the Royal Valley Panther Classic, day number two, day three coming up to wrap things up tomorrow. Just a round-robin tournament, nothing real special. Play each team once, and then the best record after that will win this tournament championship. But our score, 27-14, Royal Valley leads Wabunsee here at halftime. When you look back at that first half, Jake, a lot of turnovers.
Yeah,
that's putting it lightly.
100%. I mean, again, the game started where both teams were close to double digits in turnovers by the end of the first quarter. I mean, you're not going to have much rhythm offensively. You're not going to have much rhythm on a broadcast. I mean, everything. It was a weird start for both of these teams to begin this game. And, again, both teams have struggled this year coming into this tournament, but both coming off a win, both coming into this semifinal, and they're like, hey, let's see what we can do here tonight. And both were feeling each other out early. Obviously, the team that responded the best was Royal Valley, finding ways to get into the lane and attacking that 2-3 zone by Wabunsee and then hitting some outside shots. That really affected that zone because out of nowhere, all these Wabunsee guards are now chasing the perimeter. That allowed for cut lanes, that allowed for dribble drive opportunities, And that's what he saw with people like Samantha Nutter, Morgan Davis, some of the inside players for the Panthers start to thrive was when that zone got expanded. So, I mean, again, there's so many aspects of the game of basketball where things have to go right a certain way in order to open up other areas. And you saw that really kind of evolve throughout that second quarter for the Panthers.
So we've got the first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Starting with Bob Buncey, they had 11 turnovers in the first half. They had two threes and were 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by Casey Meske. She had 7, 4 for Taryn Mackey, and Carly Meske had 3 for the Chargers. Royal Valley, meanwhile, they had 15 first-half turnovers, did not attempt the free throw in the first half, shot, made 3 three-pointers, 2 of those by Shanoqua Price, who had 6. But Kennedy Bryan led the way with 9. She had all 9 of those in the second quarter. Sammy Kloss had 4, Samantha Nooner with 4, Morgan Davis and Tierra Blacksmith each with 2 for the Panthers. So we get our halftime score, 27-14. Royal Valley with the lead. And with that, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll try to find some more scores to get those to you when we return. And then we'll start the third quarter as Royal Valley leads at 27-14 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough. And you're tough, too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
The Holton Community Hospital is hosting a drive-through flu clinic this Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All ages are welcome. For flu shots only, by driving through at Holton Community Hospital's East Main parking lot. Don't forget to bring your photo ID, insurance cards, or cash if self-pay. Wear clothing that is loose-fitting around the arms, and don't forget a mask. And get your flu shot in the comfort of your car at the drive-through flu shot clinic this Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 to 11 a.m. at Holton Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the Purple Palace in Hoyt alongside Jake Spalding. Johnny Kane here with you. We are at halftime of our girls' game tonight. Royal Valley leads Wabunsee 27-14. Day number 2 of the Panther Classic here at Royal Valley High School. Taking a look at some scores from other games. Looks like the Holton girls got a good win over Tonganoxie in the Tonganoxie tournament, 35-32. At last check, Sabetha was tied with Labette County, the Sabetha boys. That is in the Burlington tournament, and that is the semifinals, 21-21 is the tie there at halftime. Sabetha girls got a win earlier today on the consolation side of that Burlington Invitational, 43-38. And we'll have complete scores later on tonight on our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Our man Seth will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this first week of midseason tournament. There's some girls' midseason tournaments coming up next week. We got GCN. You've also got Hiawatha is a couple of them. Wellsville Invitational, that's always a good one. The Top Gun Classic at Wellsville featuring Nemaw Central and Jeff West. That's always probably one of the best tournaments, I think. It's probably in the eastern side of the state of Kansas.
As far as competitiveness, is definitely up there. You know, the HIT has really kind of propelled itself, getting back up there the upper echelon. Jackson Heights girls always a one of the forces in that one. Hiawatha girls having a great year as well.
Effingham girls into this year too.
Effingham girls program has just improved leaps and bounds over the last couple of years. But Wellsville specifically, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, how many years did the top team out of that tournament end up going to a state tournament that year? I mean, you had the Wellsville team, you had Perry LeCompton girls, you had Jeff West girls, as you mentioned, Nima Hossett. I mean, that is such a competitive mid-season tournament. It reminded me a lot of when the Holton girls used to go to the Basher-Linwood tournament and play all these 5-6A schools and Missouri League schools, city schools, and it's good preparation. Again, this Panther Classic is one that's still up and coming. It's been good every year. Again, it's just a good thing. I'm just so glad mid-season tournaments are a thing that they are because it allows teams to really see where they're at midway point of the season.
So take a look at some other scores now that we have TBL tournament, girls semifinals.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that one, did we?
Centralia beat Donovan West. That's kind of a different score. I didn't expect 57-35. Centralia, the two Deer sisters, they are legit. I don't know if you haven't seen the freshman yet that Centralia has. She might be one of the best players in the entire state.
And you're taking down a Donovan West Mustang team that has been pretty dominant the last few years.
So we're underway here in the third quarter. Trying to get some more scores as the night rolls along. And right away, Malensi misses a shot. And Royal Valley brings it the other way.
Travel.
So there's another turnover. That's number 16 for Royal Valley. But Jake, talking about those two Dieter sisters from Centralia. There was a game about a week ago. One scored 29. The other scored 28. That's a pretty good combination, right?
So did the younger one score 29 or 28?
29.
So she had the upper hand on Big Sis?
She's legit.
I bet that was fun at home that night.
Oh, it's got to be. The other way, while Buncey with a three-pointer, another one banged down by Casey Meske. That's her third. That'll give her 10 points in the game, and it pulls it back to a 10-point game.
Hey, that's 3 points off of a turnover, and here's a near steal again by Buncey.
Now Albright on the inside, banks it off the window and in. Good job by Nooner to stick with it. And gets it to Albright, who scores her first bucket of the night to push it back to a 12-point game.
Stuck with it, found an open Garrell, and Carly Albright, doing the dirty work down low for the Panthers. Nice scoop shot with the left hand.
Well, Buncey with the basketball, trailing by 12. So we're a minute into quarter number three. Out on the top of the key, Kara Happenstein dribbles with the right hand of the wing. Now she feeds it down low to Casey Meske, and she gets fouled on the arm going up for a shot.
Yeah, if that's on Nooner, that's going to be her second. But one thing that you don't want to see if you're Royal Valley, and that was her second, is Samantha Nooner going to the perimeter to try and guard Meske, because Meske can go off the bounce too. You got to be careful, but again, you got to close out because she can hit the three ball.
So there's a couple of free throws coming up for Meske. She drills the first. She's now 2-for-3 from the line tonight. Averages 12 points, 10 rebounds a game.
Good player.
Yeah, she's by far the leader for Wabunsee as far as it comes offensively and on the glass, and she knocked down both free throws to give her 12 points.
Sophomore, too.
29-19 is the lead for Royal Valley. They've led by as many as 16 in this one, and now they turn it over. But before that, we're going to get a push foul going against Makey. That will be her third.
And really, Makey kind of bails out the Panthers there because Kennedy Bryan was midair, turning around, trying to throw it to anybody that is around, and would have been another Panther turnover.
There's Bryan now in the right corner. Really turned it over again, but Bryan gets it back and dribbles it back out to the wing. Now a double team comes, and she does throw it away. Here comes Wabunsee now to the other end. Pass down low. It's going to be out of bounds off of Wabunsee, so they turn it over now for the 12th time.
Again, that's opportunity is knocking right now for Coach Trevor Keller's Wabunsee Lady Charger team. They're getting stops from the defensive side, but you cannot turn the ball right back over. This is kind of having some emulation of the beginning of this game where both teams just can't take care of the basketball.
Now for the first time, while Buncey going to put off the full court pressure. We'll see how Royal Valley deals with it. Bryan in the backcourt gets it off to Albright. She'll get across the timeline. Now kick it off to Price, and she turns it over. Tried to force it inside for Nooner, and then they're going to get a reach-in foul on Nooner. It'll be her third. Coach Boucher just kind of shakes his head. He knows it's not smart basketball, but he's going to leave Nooner in there right now. With those three fouls, I'm surprised we don't see Morgan Davis checking in. So far, it'll be Nooner out there. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. It's a 10-point advantage for Royal Valley.
And if I'm a bunch right now, Johnny, I'm going to 25. I'm going down to Meske. She got Nooner on her trying to pick up that fourth.
Dribbles to the baseline, does Meske. Now gets it off to Carly. She'll drive baseline, flick up a shot with the right hand. It's not there. And then a hard foul going against Kaylin Conrad of Wabunsee. Kiera Blacksmith was fighting for position on the inside.
Yeah, we'll see full court pressure here by the Chargers. And again, Royal Valley didn't break it with ease, and they broke it last time up.
But now here we go again with some pressure, but Shinoko Price breaks it easily. A two-on-one. She drives all the way to the lane, nearly traveled, and she did. Kind of drag that right pivot foot. So that's turnover number three of the quarter, and 18 overall in the game.
The third straight possession, too, for the Panthers, where they turned the basketball over. You know, again, you're coming in with a comfortable lead to start the second half, but there's still, there's a whole second half to play. You got to play like you did in the second quarter of your Royal Valley. Right now, they're not.
Nice feed inside to Conrad. She lays it off the window and in from the left side, and then makes it now a single-digit game. Royal Valley led by 16 points at one point, and now it's down to just an eight-point advantage. Here's inside. Cindy Bryan forces up a jumper, and there's going to be number four on Nooner fighting for a rebound. She just shoved a Charger player in the back. That will be her fourth personal foul. That's going to force Coach Boucher's hand now. They'll have to bring Sammy Klotz back into the game for Price and Morgan Davis back in for Nooner.
And keep in mind, too, we didn't even mention, Johnny, Kira Blacksmith has been out there this entire third quarter with three fouls as well. I mean, Coach Boucher, he's really rolling the dice here in this third quarter, keeping this. But again, these are key players that he needs on the floor. They're just picking up foul trouble.
Eske out on top, thought about a three, now drives to the lane and gets held. And they're going to get a jump ball, actually. Blacksmith was able to reach in and get her hands on the basketball to force the jump ball. And the possession arrow gives it over to Royal Valley.
That was a great dig right there by Blacksmith. Good help defense on the drive by Meseke. Forced that jump ball.
The backcourt, Albright with it. Breaks the pressure herself across the timeline. Now a nice pass inside the clutch. She'll give it off to Davis.
Wow.
In an unselfish pass. Is Davis her second bucket of the night.
Great find. Cross-court pass down there to Klotz. She could have laid it off the window, but she said, no, I got people coming to me. Easy lay-in there for Davis.
31-21 Royal Valley, and the travel now on Wabunsey. Referee's forearms are going to be tired after this one. All the travel calls that you've had so far here tonight. I'm going to say out of the 18 turnovers for Royal Valley, 13 for Wabunsey. At least half of them got to be travels, right?
Yep.
Not more.
And now we got a 5-second violation on the entry by Royal Valley to give it right back to Wabunsey. But, yeah, you're 100% right. These are unforced turnovers. That one was obviously forced by the defense of Wabunsey, but nice entry pass down low to Meseke. Can't get the shot to drop.
Now she's fighting to get out of that trouble, and she nearly double dribbled with it. Probably should have been, but instead Wabunsey hold on to it. 4:45 to go in the third quarter, 31-21 Royal Valley. Right wing with the basketball is Conrad. Nice feed and a cut to Carly Meseke, and she'll lay it off the window and in. Give her five.
Twice that we've seen that here in this third quarter by Wabunsey. A nice pass out to the wing and a cut straight to the basket.
Pass up ahead now. Here's Blacksmith. Tried to force a pass inside. It's not there and stolen away by Wabunsey. Number 20 on the turnovers for Royal Valley. Up on top of the basketball, Hafenstein now gives it right side of the floor to Carly Meseke. He drives baseline. Has a shot blocked away by Bryan and taken by Blacksmith. Here comes Royal Valley into the front court. Blacksmith, cross-court pass into the hands of Bryan. Thought about a three. Now feeds it down low. A nice pass to Davis, who puts it up and in from 6 feet.
Great cross-court. Good court vision that time from Kennedy Bryan. A crisp pass backside at Davis with the bunny.
Coach Boucher is going to take a timeout. We will take this one with them. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. This timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Home Grown Popcorn. 33-23, Royal Valley leads. We're back in half a minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
South Holton Temp Control Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Control Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports teams stand out, and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 33-23 is a lead for Royal Valley, and now they get a steal. Albright takes it away, drives inside, flicks it high off the window, and she missed it, but she got a hand on the arm and fouled. So both teams turning it over at a heavy clip tonight, and that foul on Casey Meseke, that's just her first.
So they're going to allow the Euro step there for Carly Albright, and she goes to the line and shoot a pair.
Carly on the year, 71%. She airballs the first free throw.
Well, again, we talked about it, how Carly is senior. She's one that does everything for this Panther team.
And her second one on the way. This one's too strong off the back heel, and a long rebound will go to Wabunsi.
She only averages 2 points a game, Johnny. She knows her role on this team.
So Wabunsi with the basketball. 10-point deficit. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Pass inside. Royal Valley does a good job of helping this time, but it leaves Metzke wide open for a three, and she missed that one wide left. Been her best probably look she's had tonight. That time one didn't go down. Wabunsi with an offensive rebound. Now here's a three-pointer blocked by Price. But again, Wabunsi holds on to it. Metzke up on top. Here's a three-pointer from Conrad. This one's short. Offensive rebound again. This time Happenstein, and she travels.
Yep. Again, you're just seeing girls where, you know, they're getting a little, maybe leaned on a little bit, but just can't keep that pivot foot down. And you mentioned it, the forearms of these officials, they're going to be really tired tonight. A lot of traveling violations being called here this evening.
So 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. The lead is 10 for the Panthers, and they'll have the basketball. They operate from left to right in their home white uniforms. Lots out there with Brian, Price, Albright, and Davis. Out on top, Price dribbles away from a double team.
Wow.
It gets all the way to the baseline. It's a nice screen from Davis, and Price lays it up and in to give her eight.
Great move by Price, but again, you mentioned it. Morgan Davis, a great job on the block, sealing her defender, giving a wide open lane.
Metzke now at the free throw line. Nearly traveled with it. Gets it off to the right wing to Carly Metzke. Back on top, this is Casey. Now in the left corner to Happenstein. Pass inside. Conrad has it on the block. Has forced to kick it back out. Now feed inside to Casey, and she missed it, but she got fouled. That'll be on Davis, and it will be her second.
Nice give-and-go action again by Wabunsi. We're seeing that a lot this third quarter, and Metzke just couldn't get that shot to drop. She's back to the line to shoot a pair.
She's 3-for-4 from the line tonight. 12 points in the contest. First free throw here is in there.
You're a sophomore, Johnny. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but averages a double-double. I mean, she's a good player. Coach Keller is going to, again, have her for a couple more years. She's definitely the heartbeat of this team.
Got three sophomores in the starting lineup. The second free throw goes down as well for the sophomore, Casey Metzke, to give her 14 points. Here at Blacksmith has checked back into the game for Royal Valley, and Coach Boucher is going to take a timeout to try to avoid the 5-second call. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here with 2:33 to go in the third quarter.
You know, I really feel like the third quarter is being won by Wabunsi. And, you know, look at the score. Yes, they're winning it by 3 points. But just the way this game flow has been in this third quarter, I feel like Wabunsi's only down by 5 or 6 points. I mean, this feels like a two-possession game, the way they really turned it up. If I'm Coach Boucher right now, I'm trying to get my girls to settle down on the offensive side. When they get across half court, they're still rushing. We talked about that in the first quarter, how they force the issue sometimes a little too much. They're going too fast. But settling on their offensive side of things, they really found success against that zone with passing the basketball, cutting. They're not really doing that here in this third quarter.
So out of the time, now we've got 2:33 to go in the third. And it's a 10-point lead right now for the Panthers at 35-25. And Wabunsi again putting on some pressure. And the ball nearly turned over. Price with it, and she gets hit on the arm.
Near disaster there for Royal Valley, Johnny, and bailed out by a foul from Carly Messick.
Royal Valley really struggled to just get the ball across half court against this full court pressure here in the last couple of minutes. They'll get it easy across this time as Kennedy Bryan just dribbles it across the timeline. And now she'll back it up, kick it left side of the floor to Blacksmith. She'll get to the foul line. Back on top, Bryan. She drives right lane line, flicks it inside to Davis, who's wide open for a six-footer and puts it up and in.
I mean, all the defenders swarmed to Bryan and left Davis wide open in the middle of the lane. Nice find, nice dime, and a good bucket. Panthers now up by 12.
Davis with 8 points tonight as Wabunsi looking to try to continue to creep back in this one, but Royal Valley trying to hold things right where they're at. This is Casey Metzke to the baseline. Her shot blocked away by Davis and taken by Blacksmith.
That time Davis just let Metzke go. Says, okay, I'll catch up here in a minute. Swats it away. Good defense from the Panthers.
Bryan on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now spins to the left side. She puts up a 15-footer. It's short. Off its rebound, though, for Davis. Her follow is missed. And Wabunsi will clear it away. A great look, though, for Davis. Couldn't get it to fall.
Again, we talked about at the top of the broadcast how important the bigs are going to have to be tonight for Royal Valley. And Davis and Nitter, that tandem has been really, really good tonight.
In the corner with the basketball for Wabunsi is Carly Metzke. In trouble now. Kicks it back out on top to Happenstein. Back inside. This is Casey Metzke. Has to kick it back out. Good defense by Davis. I really like what Morgan Davis has done tonight. She's been one of the best players on the floor, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Defensively, being in the right spot offensively, but she's not allowing Metzke to even face the basket when she catches on the block.
Muncy still with it. On the right wing, this is Harley Ritter now, a 5'3 freshman. Gets it back off to Carly Maskey. She'll pull it up a shot from the baseline and somehow got it to roll in. A tough shot, but Carly Maskey got it to go to give her 7.
Hey, that's throwing up a prayer. You're going baseline right there. Should you see the basket, Johnny? Gets it to drop in. Back to 10-point game.
Brian tries to get a back cut to Blacksmith, but it's stolen away by Appenstein. A turnover number 21 for Royal Valley. Here's a high arcing three-pointer that's short for Carly Maskey, and Royal Valley with a rebound. Will third off with Blacksmith, and she double dribbles.
Yep. Again, speeding yourself up too much right there. Blacksmith had a 3-on-2 break. She wants to pass it up, but then a defender slides in. Just keep dribbling that basketball. Get up the floor, stay in your lane. Just speeding yourself up too much right now. That's, what, 22 turnovers now?
Yep. Coach Boucher is going to take Brian out for the final 35 seconds of this third quarter. Well, once he will have it, says Casey Maskey driving to the baseline. She gets double-teamed, but they're going to call a push foul on Davis, and that's going to be now her third. So you've got Nooner with 4. Davis with 3, Blacksmith with 3 for Royal Valley.
That's an important foul right there if you're Coach Keller and Wabunsey.
Now Wabunsey just looking to get it in. They get in the middle lane to Happenstein, and she gets hit on the arm.
Ooh.
I think it's going to go on Blacksmith, and
yep.
It is. So that is going to be now her 4. So you've got Blacksmith and Nooner each with 4. And this is really about as deep as Coach Boucher goes off of his bench.
Yep.
That's going to force him to bring Kennedy Bryan right back into the game.
And how do you let a team that's down by double digits back into a game, Johnny? Free throws. Shooting the basketball with zero time running off the clock. And the rest of this ball game, every foul against Royal Valley will put Wabunsey at the free throw line.
Just Haffenstein shooting free throws, I believe so.
Yeah.
Knocks down the first. She'll earn 1 more. Second one on the way is too strong. Rebound by Clopton. Here comes Royal Valley now with a 9-point advantage and 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brian across the timeline, looking for a screen, rejects it, now just steps back near the timeline. 15 seconds to go. Triple weave handoff, and it's going to be off the leg of Price and taken away by Wabunsey. Kicked up ahead. In the right corner, Carly Maskey feeds it down low to Casey, but it's off her fingertips and out of bounds with 7.1 to go.
Huge break right there if you're a Royal Valley fan, because if Wabunsey gets a bucket right there before the end of this third quarter, it's a 7-point ball game, and all momentum is on Charger's side.
Brian across the timeline at 3-2, spins, gets in the lane, and travels. So 1.5 to go. And Coach Boucher did not think that was a travel at all. So now Wabunsey from half court, it's good if it goes.
Wow.
Just short for Carly Maskey, and that's how the third quarter ends. So we've got three quarters in the book. So Wabunsey, who's trailed by as many as 16, out by just 9 as we head to the fourth quarter. This should be a good one. Stay tuned with us. 37-28, Royal Valley leads as we head to the fourth on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're definitely at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 37-28. Royal Valley leads Wabunsey, and the Chargers will start with the basketball going from right to left. So it'll be interesting to see how Royal Valley handles this fourth quarter with the foul trouble they do have. Morgan Davis out there with 3 fouls right now.
Nice defense by Morgan Davis there, getting the tip, getting the steal.
So now here comes Royal Valley. Their offense has been very stagnant here in the second half so far. You see, I say that they only put up 10 points in the third quarter. Price up on top has the ball ripped away and stolen. 3-on-0 here, the other end. It's a block shot.
Wow.
as the 3-on-0, and Klopp came out of nowhere to block Carly Matzke.
Hustle plays, Johnny.
Save a bucket.
Hustle plays right there by a freshman off your bench. If you're wearing purple in this gymnasium here tonight, you're happy to see that.
And there is number 4 on Morgan Davis. They got it inside to Casey Matzke as she was able to get position. So that is now going to be number 4 on Davis, 4 on Nooner, 4 on Blacksmith. So that is two starters and a 6-player off the bench with 4 fouls each.
That's not good if you're a Roll Valley fan. If you're Coach David Boucher right now, he's going to ride with Morgan Davis and say, listen, you're an experienced varsity player. You got 4 fouls. You got to be smart on the court for me tonight.
Matzke misses the second. She goes 1 of 2 from the line. She's got 15 points, and that makes it an 8-point advantage for Royal Valley with 7:10 to go. Don't forget, we still got the boys' game to go tonight. It should be a good one. Price inside gets it to go off the window, and nice feed by Kennedy Bryan. And Shinoka Price has 10 points.
And a nice baseline cut there by Price. Finding the opening on the backside there, and a good find by Bryan.
Out pass out, nearly stolen away. Well, once he's able to corral a near midcourt.
That's
great
offensive
defense by Klopp. They're going to push off now. Mikey, and that will be her fourth now.
Yep. It'll be right there at the timeline, official right on it. You just can't extend your arm. And, you know, she's a young sophomore. She's got some aggressiveness to her because she's getting tightly guarded there by Klotz, but we haven't said enough about Sammy Klotz here tonight. She's playing phenomenal off the bench for Coach Boucher.
6:45 to go in the game. Royal Valley with it with Bryan out on top. Pumped on the three, now gets to the clock in the corner. Pass down low to Davis. Is going to go off the fingertips of Casey Meske and go out of bounds and stay with Royal Valley.
Well, Muncie flipping back and forth defenses here, man-to-man, working a 2-3 zone. They're going to sink back into a 3-2 zone now.
And into Bryan, a wide open right wing three is going to be airballed, and now it's trying to be saved in by Royal Valley, but two players collide, and it's into the hands of Wabunsey's Carly Meske. Wabunsey trailing by 10 with the basketball, 6:23 to go.
Panthers in a man-to-man defense. It's been good to them here on the defensive side here tonight.
Carly Meske drives in, pulls up a shot with the right hand. It's not there. Good defense by Klotz, and she'll pull away the rebound and bring it the other way. Gets it off now to Bryan across the timeline with 6:10 remaining. Bryan, a double team comes, picks up the dribble, feeds to the baseline to Klotz. She'll stop, go up off the window, but she got bumped before that. And that'll be on Casey Meske. That'll be her second.
Good find that time. Klotz working on the block. And
it's also team foul number 6 on Wabunsey, so both teams are going to be shooting free throws on a defensive foul the rest of the game. Here's the top of the key three by Bryan, way too strong off the window. But
nice.
It's a rebound and a pass to Davis. She'll lay it up and in. 10 points for Morgan Davis.
Second chance opportunities are a premium here for the Panthers tonight. Great offensive rebound, and Davis, the benefactor, on the dime from Price.
Lead back up to 12 now. Inside, Happenstein gets shoved in the back. And she'll earn herself 2 free throws. That foul is going to be on Carly Albright. That's just her first. So it's Kenneth and Appenstein at the free throw line where she is 1 of 2. Again, those came in the third quarter. The first free throw here is a little bit short and it bounces off.
Well, the Panthers have sustained the biggest punch Wabunsey has thrown at them so far here in this third quarter into the fourth quarter. But again, turnovers are going to be so key down the stretch here as the second free throw is made. And Wabunsey, Johnny, taking another timeout.
Full timeout by Coach Trevor Keller. We'll take it with him. This is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect snack, whether it's at your home or at the concession stand, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 5:42 to go in the fourth quarter at 41:30. Royal Valley with the lead when we return on the MFB Sports Radio Network.
Oh, my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But, you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at Wilson Tire. KS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
5:42 to go in the game. 41:30. Royal Valley leads Wabunsey. Still have the boys' game to go tonight. It should be a good one. Muncie 7-1. Louisville Valley unbeaten on the year and the number 2 ranked team in the state in Class 3A. But here's still 5:40 to go, and Royal Valley will have the basketball leading by 11. Clock to the backcourt, gets it off to Albright. She fumbles it, gets it back, and then kicks it up ahead to Prime, but it's stolen away. 3-on-1 now, the other way, and it's going to be a travel. Mikey had it, and she tried to go in for a shot. She travels to the basketball for turnover number 18 on the Chargers.
Yep, put one dribble on the floor there, and she's got an easy layup, maybe a foul on Royal Valley, but doesn't put the ball on the deck, and another travel here called tonight.
Price the other way, gets all the way to the baseline. Stops, flicks up a shot. It's too strong. Rebound to Mikey of Wabunsee, and she'll bring it the opposite direction with Wabunsee trailing by 11 and now 5:15 to go. Here's a three-pointer jacked up by Carly Maskey. It's off the back heel. An offensive rebound for Happenstein. Picked out to Ritter. Now back into the hands of Carly Maskey. She'll drive to the baseline. Get cut off. Now she's in trouble. She picked up the dribble. She'll just force a shot off the window. It's too strong. Another rebound for Clock. And then that's Carly Maskey, a bumper in the back, and Fowler to pick up number 3.
And now we're going to go down the other end and shoot some free throws, Johnny. As you mentioned, every defensive foul the rest of this way is going to be a free throw opportunity for the opponent. And right there, Carly Maskey goes caught in traffic, picked up her dribble, and none of the Chargers came to help. Had to throw up a wild shot.
So here's Klotz to the free throw line. It's funny because Klotz, not a player that I had on much of my statistics heading into this game, but she throws the free throw. She's playing extremely well. She's got 5 points in the game, and we'll have one more free throw. And
wow.
Free throw misses, but Nooner's there for the offensive rebound. Her follow misses, and Robunsey will pull it away. But two good looks for Samantha Nooner. It just has not been her night. 4:50 to go in the game. Royal Valley still leads by 12. Well, Muncie with the basketball. There's a three-pointer missed in and out by Messicki, and the rebound to Clock. You talk about Clock not playing much this year. She's only attempted 4 shots coming into this game.
Yep.
Total on the year. And that's through 10 games. She's in there now in a big roll, and underneath, Nooner gets bumped on the arm and fouled, so she'll go to the line and shoot a pair.
Casey Messicki just picked up her 4th foul. You know, you're talking about Klotz, and again, that's something you want to look at for the midseason tournament time. Sorry, the 3rd on Messicki. But you're trying to find those players that are going to step in and help as Nooner hits the first free throw, has one more coming. You need to find those other players that are going to step up. And Klotz was put in a position tonight where they needed her. She stepped up big time here tonight.
2nd free throw by Nooner is in there. 70% shooter on the year, but she calmly drills both. Gives her 6 points in the game and pushes the lead back to 14 for Royal Valley. The Panthers have led by as many as 16 tonight. Well, Muncie's able to get it down to 8, and that's as close as they've been able to get. Happenstein caught the basket and a foul. Good cut by Happenstein. That's where Royal Valley has had trouble tonight defensively as those cuts to the basket. So Happenstein with 4 points and a chance to complete a 3-point play. Still 4:16 to go. Plenty of time.
Only a 2nd on Albright. That's what everybody instantly looked to see who the official was going to call that foul on because Nooner was down there as well.
So Appenstein nails the free throw. That'll give her 5 points in the contest and making an 11-point lead for Royal Valley as we approach 4 minutes to go. Price in the left corner. Spot for a triple. It's airballed long, but Albright's there for the offensive rebound. Now Clock back on top to Price. She'll dribble to the middle of the lane, flick up a shot, and rattle it home.
Kind of her go-to move right there, Johnny. She drives left lane line. That's her strong hand. Absorbs a little contact. Floats it up and in. A little teardrop from Price for the Panthers up by 13.
That'll give her 12, and Coach Bouchet will take a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. Again, it's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 3:57 to go in the game. It's 46-33. Royal Valley leads it on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at
364-3890. KNZA.
Out of the timeout, just under 4 minutes to go in the game, 46-33. Royal Valley leads while Buncee. We've still got the boys' game to go tonight. So, Seth, I'm sorry, but it's going to be a late night for you on the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Out of the timeout, while Buncee with it, trailing by 13. The Chargers with it in the backcourt. Now Royal Valley going to put up full court pressure, and they immediately get a steal by Kennedy Bryan, and she'll lay it up and in.
That was too easy. Kennedy Bryan, one of the best defenders in the Big 7 League, showing it off right there, getting a steal and a bucket.
Appenstein now within the backcourt. She's in trouble. Gets it across the timeline. Now reverse dribbles against Albright, who's, again, just like you said for Bryan, one of the better defenders. They're going to call a cheap one on Sammy Klotz. That was mean. And Coach Boucher just had to turn and walk to the other end of the bench.
Yeah, Klotz deflects the pass, and when her and Mikey were both going for the basketball, Mikey got to just turned around and bumped into her. And
this is Taryn at the free throw line. And there are going to be two shots because they're in the double bonus. And she drills the first free throw to give her five. All five have come from the strike.
A ton of time remaining in this game, Johnny, but there's one thing the Royal Valley Panthers don't want. It's a stoppage of the clock and points going up for Wabunsey from the stripe. Wabunsey's shown they pretty good free throw shooting team.
Mikey drills both. She is 6 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. 48-35, Royal Valley, 3:30 to go. Panthers break the pressure. Price drives in, lays it up and in with the left hand. 14 points for Price. And it gives it back to a 15-point advantage. Well, Buncee nearly travels with it, but they get it back to Haffenstein out near midcourt.
Let's give credit to the bigs down low. That was Samantha Neuter that time, stealing off her defender, allowing for the easy layup from Price.
And now we're getting another cheap one on the inside on Royal Valley.
And Neuter just fouled out, Johnny.
Yeah, it's going to be the fifth on Neuter, so she'll end the night with 6 points. And Coach Boucher again didn't like the foul call. It'll send Haffenstein to the free throw line where she is 3 of 5 on the night. And she misses this free throw strong. So one more to go with 3:10 remaining in the game. And this one misses wide right, so she misses both. And Royal Valley will have the basketball back, but now it's in trouble. Somehow Bryan ends up with it, passes it up ahead to Albright. She'll stop, pick it up with the left hand, missed it, clocks there for the rebound, and then she gets fouled.
Coach Boucher's going small here, Johnny. He brought back in Kira Blacksmith with her 4 personal fouls, so no big down low for the Panthers. They break pressure of these, more ball handlers on the floor.
Yeah, when you look at it, I mean, while Buncee does have a couple of players with size, for the most part, this is a lineup that Royal Valley can go against pretty easily as Klopp nails the first free throw.
Absolutely. Again, at this point in the ball game, you're making substitutions and adjustments based on ball handling ability and free throw shooting.
Lots of one more free throw as we're just under 3 minutes to go in the game. Second free throw rims in and out. And while Buncee will bring it the other way now. 16-point advantage again for Royal Valley. This matches their biggest lead of the night. Carly Meske tries to feed it inside of Haffenstein, but it's picked, yanked away, but then somehow pops into the hands of while Buncee. Carly Meske floats up a shot that's short, and Royal Valley now will clear it.
I'd like to see Royal Valley, you know, run some offense, work some of this clock a little bit, and show Coach Boucher they can, in in-game situations like this, they can do just that.
Blacksmith, a free throw line jumper, rims it and out. A good rebound yanked away by Carly Meske, and so Wabunsey will bring it the other way as we've got 2:20 to go. Carly Meske in the right corner. Picks up her dribble. She's in trouble now. Bryan all over her, and Coach Keller going to take a timeout.
I think he's only got one remaining now. So that might have been this last one.
So it'll be a 30. We'll keep this one here. 2:15 to go. 51-35 is our score. I believe they said Wabunsee has one timeout left. Royal Valley has two of them. But a 16-point advantage for Royal Valley. There's been a lot of foul calls with this one. There's, 20 of them total called here in the second half alone?
Yeah. Yep, 20 in the second half alone. I mean, turnovers have continued to mount up. I mean, these officials are getting they're earning their pay here tonight, blowing that whistle. But I'll tell you that, you know, we were talking about it at halftime, which team can absorb and can get their, can kind of right the ship a little bit. Royal Valley, again, they absorbed a big run by Wabunsee. Chargers cut it to within 8. Panthers settled down, hit some shots, turned up the defensive pressure, and now they're back up by 16.
2:15 to go. Wabunsee with the basketball out of the timeout. struggle to get it in, but they finally do get it to Conrad, and she gets hit on the arm.
And this is, again, we talked about David Boucher coach teams are aggressive. They're going to continue to put pressure on the basketball. That's what they do. But in situations like this, that's a foul you don't need from Shanoqua Price with 2:13 to go, and you're up by 16.
And this is how the boys' game is going to go. We might not start the scoreboard show till
midnight
Saturday morning. Conrad makes the first free throw. So she'll shoot one more with the clock stopped at 2:13 remaining. Left-handed shooter and got them both.
I hope Seth got something to eat before he came in, because he's not going to be home in time for a late dinner. It's going to be an early breakfast.
He got something I hope he shares, because I'm going to be in that same boat with him if we keep going that late.
Well, we're a little further away than he is. Our drive.
2:10 to go in the game now. 51-37 our score. Royal Valley lead. Price drives to the baseline, feeds
nice
it inside
dish.
The clock. Now Blacksmith back out, and Royal Valley will run some clock.
I like that, Johnny. I like it. They had an open layup opportunity. Instead, they back it out. They run some offense. They're burning some of that clock and forcing Wabunsee to come out and guard them.
Under 2 minutes to go. Price in the left corner. Dribbles to the baseline. Stop, pulls it up from 6 feet. Missed it short. Fight for the rebound. Price comes up with it. Tries to kick it out. Gets it off to Bryan. She'll get in the middle lane and get hit on the arm before the shot. And it will send Bryan to the free throw line. She will shoot two.
36 seconds came off that clock after an open layup could have happened for Royal Valley. Those are game-winning plays. Those are understanding the clock. That is good coaching from Coach Boucher right there.
So Bryan's first free throw. Dens off the back of the rim and just falls off. Bryan had a great second quarter, really got Royal Valley started. She scored 9 points in that second. She's got 11 so far in the game. One more free throw here, looking to push the lead back up to 15. High arcing free throw. This one's too strong. Rebound to Wabunsee, and they'll bring it the other way. Trailing by 14, 90 seconds to go. Pass inside to Conrad. She puts it up and in, counted and one.
Deserves contact. That's a good job by Connor. The pass was actually a good pass. It led her away from the defender, and then crashing backside was Kira Blacksmith, who just fouled out of this ballgame to be the second Panther to join Coach Boucher with 5 personals.
So Blacksmith in tonight with 2 points, so that's now Nooner and Blacksmith, who both fouled out. So Morgan Davis is going to have to come back into the game with 90 seconds to go. Conrad drills the free throw to complete the 3-point play. Now an 11-point advantage for Royal Valley, and they'll have the basketball. They're going to go against a ton of pressure again. Bryan in the backcourt flicks it up ahead to Price. She'll get all the way inside, and she'll lay it up again. Way too easy. Good kind of a body screen by Morgan Davis.
Yeah, but how many times have we seen that tonight, Johnny? I think that's 4 layups that Shanoqua Price has gotten, just strictly using her offensive player there, Morgan Davis, setting a nice screen.
She's got a quiet 16, and now they're going to get a foul on Sammy Klotz. And I don't know.
Looks like good defense to me. But, you know, again, it's just something that so what mid-season tournaments are for. These are the type of officials that you're going to have at a sub-state or a state tournament. They're going to call a lot. You got to be ready for that.
Free throw up and in for Taryn Makey.
Man, she's a good free throw shooter, Johnny.
7-7. 1:12 on the clock. Second one. Got it. So 8 points for Makey. All of them come from the free throw line. Still an 11-point advantage for Royal Valley as we approach 1 minute to go in the game. Bryan has the ball poked free on the floor, loose, and now diving for it. It'll force a jump ball. Good hustle by Bryan just to force the jump ball. And Royal Valley will hold on to it with 1:02 remaining.
Yeah, you got scrappy defenders there. Ritter and Mikey are just collapsing on her as she's dribbling through the defense. And this full court pressure has caused some problems tonight for Royal Valley.
Albright gets it into Bryan. She'll dribble all the way in the middle of the lane, get bumped before the shot. And so she'll go to the free throw line with 59 seconds left.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter if it's a shooting foul or not at this point. You know, 10 fouls on Wabunsee. So regardless, it's going to be 2 free throws for Kennedy Bryan.
Second on Annie Wright. 2 shots for Bryan, who is 0-2 from the line. He just shot those 2 free throws. This first one is short. Bryan 65% on the year. Right on her season average as far as points goes. Average is 10.6 on the season, right at 11. Second free throw is pure. 12 points for Bryan makes it a 12-point lead for Royal Valley with 55 seconds remaining. Muncie with it. They got to go quick. Casey Maske gets in the middle of the lane. Flicks up a shot with the left hand. Left it short. Rebound fought for him. We're going to get another foul.
It's going to be on Havenstein going through the back of, I believe that was Sammy Klotz on the other side. No, it was Carly Albright. Shocker. Carly Albright going for a defensive rebound. And good box out that time. Now she's at the line for two.
I get Keisha is trying to put an emphasis on certain things as far as referees to make calls this year. But what fun is a game like this?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where a lot of these fouls could be let go. You know, you hear parents always chiming from the stands, let the kids play. You know, basketball in the 80s and 90s was an aggressive sport.
Well, and, you know, the way I look at it is there's one thing if it's a chippy game and you're wanting to call it right away, but there hasn't been one chippy play by any means in
right.
this game at all. As Royal Valley now gets a steal and trying to dribble it out now with 25 seconds to go.
It's tough because on the flip side, too, you know, there's not a whole lot of officials out there that are willing to go out there and do that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's not against the officials.
Right.
It's the fact that, you know, Keisha continues to put out these statements on wanting their officials to call things tight and make
right.
sure the games will get out of hand as Royal Valley will be able to dribble it out, and that'll be it. Final score tonight. Royal Valley 55, Wabunsee 42. With that, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll try to summarize this quickly, and then we'll move on to the boys' game. That's when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Regina at the main bank at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score of the girls' game, Royal Valley 55, Wabunsee 42. So Royal Valley improves to 4-7 overall. Wabunsee will drop to 3-7. Alongside Jake Spalding, Johnny came back with you. Well, this is not a game that you're going to put on the highlight light reel by any means as far as defensively, free throw shooting, offensively, there's not a whole lot about this game that you're going to put on a highlight reel. But going back through the numbers, Royal Valley led 10-6 after the first quarter. They were able to get a big scoring effort from Kennedy Bryan in the second. She scored 9 in that second quarter to push the Royal Valley lead to 13 going into halftime at 27-14. While Buncee did get that 16-point deficit down to 8 at one point in the second half, but they could never get any closer than that. And Royal Valley, with a ton of free throw shooting in the end, wins at 55-42. So, Jake, I mean, the bottom line for Royal Valley, a win's a win.
Yeah. I mean, a win's a win. It's your home tournament. You know, this is where you really saw in years past when the Panthers made a deep postseason run. It started in this tournament where they dominated the tournament. They got wins when they needed them. They played good opponents. Tonight, Rome Valley started off slow. They had a lot of turnovers. That's something that Coach Boucher, this is kind of the MO of Rome Valley. They've had numerous games of 20-plus turnovers this season. This was no different. But there were some bright, shining players that stepped up tonight that really showed that they could be a part of this team to help this team continue to improve. And the number one in my book was Sammy Klotz. She came off the bench early, and she sustained herself on the floor. She was a great defender. She made some shots. She helped facilitate the offense in a way that kind of sparked and forced Labonte to not focus on Kennedy Bryant so much. And so as a result, Sammy Klotz was one that really was a difference maker tonight for this team. I mean, you talk about a 13-point win. It wasn't pretty. However, you can look at that film, and you can say this freshman stepped up on a home game in a tournament and really helped us get back on track. I thought she played phenomenal. The bigs down low, Morgan Davis, Samantha Nooner both played phenomenal as well. Foul trouble became a big thing, but that was kind of a thing all night, though.
Yeah, so you look at the final numbers now. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services at Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Wabunsey. They had 20 turnovers tonight, hit 4 3-pointers. They were 20 of 26 from the free throw line. That really was what kept them in this game. Led in scoring by Casey Maskey, who had 15 points on 3 threes. 8 points for Taryn Mikey, 7 for Carly Maskey, 7 for Kaylin Conrad, and 5 for Kira Havenstein. Again, Wabunsey 3-7 overall. Royal Valley, meanwhile, they had 27 turnovers tonight. Big number, but Royal Valley still gets the win. 3 3-pointers, just 6 of 14 from the free throw line. Panthers were led by Shanoqua Price, who had 16 points. Kennedy Bryan with 12, 10 for Morgan Davis. 6 apiece for Samantha Nooner and Sammy Klotz. 3 for Carly Albright, and 2 for Kira Blacksmith. So now we have to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And several players we could go with tonight for Royal Valley. You look at Klotz, Price, and Bryan. And I mean, I think I'm going to go with Kennedy Bryan tonight just because of that second quarter where she was able to score those 9 points in the second quarter to let Royal Valley get that lead, a lead they would never give away. Because without that, this is going to be a game that was going to be tied all the way into the end. So I'm going to give Kennedy Bryan, the junior, as our player of the game.
Nice. I mean, again, it was a 4-point lead at that point. She scores 9 of the 17 in the second quarter. She, again, she's the leader on this team. She's the heartbeat of this roster. And you need your leaders to step up in big-time moments. And she did so in the second quarter. Good pick, Johnny. I appreciate that for Kennedy Bryan, our player to bang up.
So with that, that'll wrap things up for the girls' game. Guys, game coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in about 5 minutes to get you set for the action. The final score, Royal Valley 55, Wabunsey 42. Take a quick timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.